The concept of artificial electronic senses, mimicking our own senses, has been the aim of engineers for many years. We've got electronics that can feel and touch. We've got artificial ears that can make sense of speech. We've got artificial eyes and even electronic noses. A silicon chip that can sniff. Well, that's four. And now there's a fifth. Yes, a tongue on a chip, invented by Dr. Dean Nykirk, Professor of Electrical and Computing Engineering, and Dr. John McDevitt, Professor of Chemistry and Biochemistry, both at the University of Texas in Austin. And they're on the line. Well, first of all, gentlemen, why do we need an electronic tongue?
Well, what we're trying to do is come up with a sensor, a chemical sensor, that can tell us what is in either things that we would never want to taste if we're trying to detect toxic chemicals, for instance, or trying to quantify what something tastes like, essentially to give us a number or a set of numbers, really, that tell us specifically what this is. And then you can use it, for instance, in the manufacture of a chemical, for instance, or a food stuff, a beverage. You could use this to ensure that it's the same thing every time.
Sounds like a great thing for a research project to be doing, but how do you actually do it? How do you mimic what our tongues do? They're pretty complex organs.
The chemistry of this is a situation where there are molecules that recognize other molecules, and mainly what we use is we use things that cause the color to change. And it turns out it's convenient to put these molecules on a little sphere, a bead that's about the size of a hair. And then what I actually do is make an array, a collection of test tubes, if you will, a bunch of small storage cells that we put these beads in. And then we actually expose them to light and look at the colors. So it's really the colors that we're looking at. And a pattern of colors is what tells us what it is we're looking at.
So from a chemical to recognizing the chemical, a change of color, and then you've got, as it were, a video system, which presumably you could link up to a computer, which you can automatically say, I've got these colors, I've got that chemical here.
Yes, that's exactly what we do.
Well, now, in the studio with you is John McDevitt. John, this array, is it in any way like a human tongue? Can you dip it in a liquid as we would put our tongue into a liquid or bring the liquid to the tongue?
Yes, the human tongue has the capacity to sense four different types of chemicals: sweet, salt, sour, and bitter, and actually has taste buds placed in specific regions on the tongue. So, for example, we sense sweetness at the front of the tongue. We also sense salt there, and sour and bitter are at the back. And in our electronic tongue, we have a similar situation in that we create artificial taste buds that react with chemicals that are sweet, salt, sour, and bitter, and their placement in specific locations on this microprocessor chip tells us from the changes in color what type of chemistry, what type of things are present in the liquid that we're tasting.
So you give the liquid a good lick with your electronic tongue, and pretty quickly, up comes an answer. Now, how good is it? Can you actually identify the taste of something tremendously delicious, like tea? Could you tell the difference between tea and cake, for instance?
Ultimately, we could do that. Right now in the laboratory, we're working on the development of a large array of different type of taste buds, and we are targeting the food industry, the beverage industry, in the initial stages of this research. Because we have indicator molecules that we can make quite readily that can recognize the same type of things that the human tongue does. In the long term, we will go after more ambitious goals like tasting cholesterol in blood and poisons that are present in different types of situations.
Professors Nykirk and McDevitt, thanks for joining us and giving us a taste of the future. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Next week, Sarah Griffiths will be blowing up pieces of oil platforms, and Gareth Mitchell will be rescuing computers from building disaster areas. Join us then.